Report: Hillary Clinton nonprofit gave $75,000 to defund the police group. By Jacob Bliss on September 7, 2022. Onward Together, a nonprofit group started by Hillary Clinton after she lost the 2016 presidential election, funneled $75,000 to a far-left group whose affiliate worked on a failed attempt to dismantle and replace the Minneapolis Police Department, Fox News first reported. Clinton's Onward Together gave money to Washington, D.C. based Alliance for Youth Justice between April 1, 2021 and March 31, 2021, according to the group's latest tax forms, the report noted. The group says that the publicly funded policing system was founded on slave patrols and continues to target and murder black people, and that defunding law enforcement would be a step towards outright abolishment. Alliance for Youth Justice's website added. Following the examples set by black leaders and organizations, such as the Movement for Black Lives, Dream Defenders, BIPE 100 and black-led groups in our own network who have been working on this issue for years, the Alliance for Youth Action joins their calls to defund the police and defend black lives. Original emphasis: centering black people in our work means it is time to divest from police and invest in black futures. Defunding the police as part of the path towards abolition is one of the many steps that must be taken to ensure that black people are able to thrive. In addition, we must fight for jobs that pay a living wage, for accessible health care that includes mental health care, for access to nutrition, for access to education, and more. Emphasis added. As a network, we commit to ongoing learning about abolition, dismantling of white supremacy, and decentering of whiteness in our work. For individual organizations, this work includes providing extensive training on anti-racism for staff, focusing on issues that disproportionately impact people of color, incorporating racial justice and intersectional language in messaging, and integrating anti-racism into every aspect of the work, including strategic plans. Original emphasis. In the group's annual report from 2021, the group talks about how it was a part of the Yes for Minneapolis coalition that wanted to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department last year and replace it with the Department of Public Safety. The group had successfully placed the charter amendment on the ballot, but the voters ultimately rejected it. Fox News reported that the effort was monetarily supported with $500,000 by far-left billionaire Democrat megadonor George Soros's advocacy nonprofit, the Open Society Policy Center. Additionally, Fox News noted that MoveOn.org and American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, added hundreds of thousands of dollars in in-kind contributions such as staff, email lists, and other services. Fox News reported more on Clinton's Onward Together money distributions and problems. Onward Together's tax forms further show its donations have fallen by nearly 50% since its inaugural year. The group pulled in $3.1 million during its 2017 fiscal year, which dropped sharply to $1.6 million for its 2020 fiscal year. Clinton's nonprofit disbursed $675,000 to just 9 other progressive outfits during its 2020 fiscal year, almost half of which, $325,000, went toward voting rights and infrastructure support at the North Fund, a nonprofit incubator that boasts connections to the Arabella Advisors managed $1.6 billion dark money network. Onward Together also gave grants to the Latino Victory Fund, Kind Incorporated, iVote Incorporated, Living United for Change in Arizona, Dream Big Nevada, Higher Heights Political Fund, and the Independent Media Institute. Clinton's Onward Together and the Far Left Alliance for Youth Action did not return Fox News's request for comment.